All episodes of the Terrible Gamers podcast contain subject matter and language that some audiences may find offensive. The opinions expressed during the podcast are conversational in nature and expressed only for comedic purposes. We are not licensed by any game company, we just enjoy playing games. Not all the facts will be correct, but we will attempt to be as accurate as possible. By listening to this podcast, you understand that it is solely for entertainment purposes. Listener discretion is advised. You know I don't play video games no more. Tiny bit of video game. I guess I still play fucking video
games. Gotta like wait for that last little guitar riff, you know? Bing. Hello and welcome to episode in the teens.
I believe we think it's 18.
17 or 18, yeah.
I think 17 is going to be...
We'll be better next time, maybe.
I want to say it's 18, unless we totally forgot we recorded something.
That sounds about right.
Is possible.
Yes. We definitely have some few coming up here. So, but welcome, and welcome to Terrible Gamers Pod, the only retro video game podcast in Brantwood and Fairmeadow, Indiana, as well as Northwest Indiana, the number one in Northwest Indiana.
We got to.
Absolutely.
Got to be the best.
Yeah.
Because we don't know any other ones, which means we have to also be the worst.
We're also the worst. But the only retro video game podcast in Northwest Indiana and all the Chicagoland area from our research. So we are very excited about that because we are the only ones because nobody is
dumb enough
or stupid enough to do it. So, today's episode, we are going to be, I think, traveling back in time a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of a random one.
It is. But we're not going to, like, announce the title because I want them to think that it's something
else.
As
it pops up.
Yeah. So, but this is going to be a fun one. It's going to be one that we're going to have to work together on. So, I think this is only a one-player game. I'm pretty sure you jump right into it from the start screen.
It just from go.
I don't know. I'll give them a little hint of what it might be, a little taster before we get into the rest of this. It is made by Konami. So, can we use the cheat? Can we use the cheat code?
The cheat, yeah.
The cheat.
The Konami code. Well, before we get into cheating, let's get into...
drinking.
Yeah, there we go. So, I'm excited. I got this from a local brewery, Three Floyds, and it's like, I'd never heard of it. And I'm going to get the name wrong. That's why I'm pulling out of my finger. Sorry, I was kind of away from the mic there.
Pull it out.
This is from Three Floyds.
That's what she said.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got a new soundboard working here too. Cimmerian Sabertooth Berserker from Three Floyds. It's a double IPA. It's delicious.
Berserker, like the Atari game Berserk.
There you go.
Mine is Brewdog.
I want to say it's in Michigan or Michigan City.
Brewed in Ohio.
Oh, well, I was
That's
wrong.
That's close.
Not really.
Not at all. It's an IPA. It is called Hazy Jane.
It's a hazy IPA.
Hazy Jane. So that is...
So let's say goodbye to our back pain for the next hour.
That's what I'm going to be... Yeah. We were just talking before we started recording today that how we have all these issues with...
Random pains. Aging pains.
Not that this is funny, but I'm pretty sure I had a little mini heart attack this morning. I don't know what it was, but it was sharp pain here. Yeah, so
it's either my back hurts or my kidneys are failing. So
yeah, the other day I think my liver was failing. I don't know what's going on, but so, hey, you know what?
Let's just have a beer and talk about 30-year-old games.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Tasty.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's a real good one.
Speaking of tasty, though.
Yes.
And I know you're going to talk about your stuff like that you are sporting.
Yeah.
But I went and I got this. So Dubby, I've been seeing all over Instagram and stuff. The gamer fuel, gamer drinks, whatever. I got the one with caffeine and the one without caffeine. They're both delicious. But they're just like energy drinks with like B12 and B6, B12, vitamin C, taurine, tyrosine. But it's just like it's an energy drink without all the sugar.
Nice.
But they're delicious. They're kind of pricey, but that little jug is 30-day supply, so I got 2 months worth right there.
Nice.
They're delicious. We will put a code in the description here for you to check it out. They're good about having some discounts and things like that. So
yeah.
I encourage you guys to check out Dubby. I know there's another one out there just like it called like Sneak, but I don't think they have like the zero sugar thing going on. So these are like...
See, I'm all about
kill you Red Bulls.
I'm all about that because I tried cutting out sugars as much as I can.
Yeah, like no sugar in either of those.
Probably 4 years ago, I'd say now. I mean, I completely cut out pop. I don't drink pop at all. I drink beer, which I'm sure is...
Is there a sugar in there for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not better. But at least I'm not drinking the beer on top of the pop that I was drinking. Because I used to drink like 3 20-ounces a day, you know, and that was not good.
Yeah, I'm not great about pop.
Yeah, so now I just stick to coffee, water, and...
Beer.
Whiskey, bourbon.
My bourbon. Right, so I gave you my little drop about the Dubby.
Yeah, absolutely. So I once again am sporting. I don't know if you can see that in the camera. Can you give me a little help here?
Nope. It keeps. There you go. So, back. Yep. Yep. There you go.
Okay. That's
close
the,
enough.
Whoop, sorry. Hit the mic. That's the hat I'm wearing. And then.
You got a hoodie?
Hoodie on. Got the hoodie on. The Reaper Apparel. Reaper Apparel is some great material. I love it. I have a shirt from them too. I'm not wearing the shirt today, but.
I need to get it. All I have is the winter hat, and it's been nice out, so I'm not.
Oh, the winter hat. I got the winter. I got the black one. I think you got the red one. It's very nice. It's got a little fleece inside, fleece liner, real nice. And then the hat's great. I do like the hat. A little puffier than my liking, but you know what? It's not. It's growing on me, so I don't mind.
See, the other thing is, I've really bend my stocking caps. Well, not stocking caps, ball caps.
I typically do too, but lately I've been just.
Just a little.
I think because of how puffy it is, I don't want to bend it even more because then it'll just puff up even more and make my forehead even bigger than it already is. And I don't need that happening. So, but the shirt that I have, very comfy. The hoodie, I love the inside of it. It just feels nice.
Nice and fleecy.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, I saw the owner, the runner, whatever, he put up it's like a one shop little, or like a one room setup he's got going on where he's just got a printing press in there and he's just churning things out, and he's just like doing the work.
Yep.
So it's a good company, good message.
Great message. It's all about mental health awareness. So definitely check them out. Reaper Apparel Company. So we got Dubby and Reaper Apparel that we're repping. We'll have links on both sides on everywhere.
Both links in the description.
Both links, and yeah, that's what I meant to say. Both links in the description.
And I want to say they're both linked in our Instagram bio too. So
yeah. So definitely give them a check out. You know, obviously
and both of them have a discount code of Terrible Gamers.
Help you, help us. So.
Pretty much.
So awesome. So
right, we got that out of the way.
Now that that's all out of the way, let's talk about, you know,
the good
today.
Stuff.
Today I think we're jumping back to Nintendo Entertainment System, the original. This game is we're gonna be kinda going all over time. Mm-hmm. All over time.
Searching.
We're gonna be back and then back to the future, you know.
This,
I mean, like
this version of the game I have no recollection of. I know the classic TV show, which dealt with a different dimension, wasn't time related. It was more of the
world. Yes.
But yeah, this will be new to me. You seem to be very 50-50 or less on our success rate here, or on our possibility of success.
I have played this game multiple times. And I have
You've never beaten it?
I've never beaten it.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like we're going to need...
Like note-taking?
Yes. Like, I almost feel like we need, like, pen and paper.
We'll see.
I mean, I do have...
I have a tablet here.
My phone is almost, you know, to a point where I feel comfortable taking the notes.
Taking notes on. I got the tablet here if we need to take some notes. We have.
Yeah, we might need to. So without further ado, I'm not going to pull it up yet, but we'll now. We are going to play Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego?
Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego? Not Where in the World.
I was trying to throw you guys off. I was hoping you guys were thinking we were talking about like Back to the Future.
Or Turtles in Time.
Or Turtles in Time,
which we've already done. What other time games are there?
It's probably a bunch.
Time Crisis, had nothing to do with time.
Yeah.
Well, at least, I don't remember the story, but it's in the name.
Yeah.
And there was a game not too long ago where you could, like, stop time. You played as, like, either Sean or Aaron Ashmore. It was, like, a Xbox, PlayStation 4 level, but he had the ability to, like, pause time and run around and kill people. Hmm. But I can't remember the name of it. It was, like, time was in the name. But that was an awesome game.
All right.
Are you loading it up?
I am going to load it up here. So just give it a second. We'll load up here. But yeah, definitely, Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego. Some of you might remember Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. That's the one I remember.
But that was just, that was a TV show first?
That was, yeah, I think that was
the they made a game about it.
I think so.
I think so, too.
Now, this, they just jump right into the game.
Yeah, Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego, 1989.
Like, once I hit the button, like, we go. And you're on a time limit, like, right from the beginning. And every time that you change places, I'm trying to explain it before we get into it, because we're going to be doing a lot of reading and thinking. So there might be a lot of like
less
dead
podcasting.
Space. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of dead space, I feel like, today, because it's going to be more like mental thinking.
Is this a game you could conceivably beat in under an hour?
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be like a
30. It should be like 30 minutes. So we might be able to get like two games in.
Let's see.
We're going to find out. So,
yeah, but it's like a puzzle game and you learn uncover clues and
Every time you do something though, it wastes some of the time.
Okay.
So you're on a very, very tight
schedule.
Like, I think it's like a 48 hours is like what it is. You know, like kind of like the show was like the first 48. So I think that's kind of the premise of it. So whenever you're ready, I'm gonna
we're good
jump in. I mean, there's no instructions. I go.
Yeah, I'm just opening up a notepad here once I find it on my tablet, because
okay,
I never use the damn thing.
So the first thing that you do is you jump into an elevator from like an office building, and you have a lounge on level 4, lab is level 3, personnel is 2, you're on the lobby, and then there's a basement.
Five levels.
So
the phone is out of order. We are on lobby level.
Oh. Apparently you can choose to back out if you're afraid to play the game, because that's what I did.
Having the tablet widescreen is really messing with my video.
Okay.
Make sure I don't have
so
that in my
I'm
face.
Gonna go Sorry, to the folks. Basement first and just see what happens here.
Kevin is going down.
There is no time limit.
That's
yet.
What she said.
Oh, that's the that's the credits. So all right, let's go to the personnel.
Going up to level 2.
Level 2. Hello and welcome to Acme Detective Agency. Please enter your name. I'm just going to do TGP.
That's us. We're the Terrible Gamers Pod.
You can find us on Instagram.
Spotify.
Yeah, I'm going to read this. If
YouTube.
You're an active member of our staff, security access.
Podbean. Amazon Music. Potentially iHeartRadio. We never actually checked. an Apple Podcast.
All right. Welcome to Acme Time, Cadet TGP. Here is your Chrono Skimmer? Oh, it didn't even let me read
didn't
it.
Didn't even
you
give
jerk.
You the chance.
All right. We have just intercepted a Time Patrol crime alert. A time sweep has revealed that Napoleon's hat has been stolen from France, 1804. An unidentified man was seen leaving the scene of the crime. So remember that. It's a man. France, 1804. And we're starting off in the year in San Francisco in the year 1991 AD. I don't know if that all matters, but.
Well, I mean, that doesn't it always start in
right.
San Francisco? Everything. We have 28
hours.
28 hours.
Shit. Okay, the Federal Time Travel Commission has authorized 28 hours of use of the Acme Chrono Skimmer for
apprehending
this
criminal. I wonder if it's different every time.
Yeah, I don't know. The agency is counting on you to complete your mission successfully. Prepare your Chrono Skimmer for a time jump
to France, 1804. And we're looking for a man.
We are activating time, the warp sequencing. Goodbye and good luck.
Napoleon's hot. All right, so there we go.
All right.
France was the center of the new Impressionist art trend in the late 1800s. Some of the key figures in the movement were Monet, Renoir, Cézanne, and Degas. Good thing I took French class.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to hit search. Okay.
All right, so, do we want to look for witnesses, an informant, or a scanner? What is...
Let's do the witness.
Yeah, witness.
All right, explore. He was going to take running lessons from Jesse Owens.
That's what? Wouldn't that be like 1980?
That's an Olympian.
Yeah. All right. So who was taking?
He, the person in question.
Jesse Owens running lessons.
Yeah, running lessons. He enjoys quoting poems by an English author born in India. All right. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to the informant now. Oh, my gosh. We're already down to 25 hours. He planned to welcome Lucky Lindbergh home. Lucky Lindbergh. Man, we, like, really have to remember our history here.
My whole note thing app just crapped out on me. So we got that going for us.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
Jesse Owens running.
I'm going to check the data. The evidence.
We know nothing.
No, we know it's a male.
Oh, okay.
No. Author.
How do we know?
Oh, we don't know the author yet. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
All right, so we just spent 3 hours learning what we already knew.
Yeah.
No.
Go away. Do we want to search again or no? There was one other thing. Well, let's go back to data. Dossiers.
Dossier.
Dossiers.
From San Diego. Antebellum.
Oh, these are all the people that it could be. So it could be just in case.
There's a lot of people.
Ernest. Endeavor.
There's a lot of people.
Nosmo. Okay. Yeah, we're just.
Exit.
Okay.
You want to search again? And do the informant?
That was the informant, I thought.
Oh, then I thought you did witness.
Welcome Lucky Lindbergh home.
Oh, you said that already?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when I was trying to get this thing.
Yeah. All right, scanner. Object found.
That?
Yeah. It appears to be a Keep Cool with Coolidge t-shirt.
Shit.
Okay, so I think it's time to travel. Interesting. Okay. We want to go to England in the 1300 to 1700 because he does like poetry.
But we got to go to USA in the 1900 to find out what's going on with Jesse Owens.
That's kind of what I'm thinking because of Coolidge, too.
Yeah, Coolidge College.
1900s.
And here we go.
How much time? 4 hours. Oh, my gosh. We're down to 16 hours again.
In the early 20th century, European immigrants swelled the U.S. population and provided workers for the growing economy. They also introduced new music, food, and customs. Give me a witness. Oh, we found a vile henchman.
Vile henchman is detective. He's shooting at us.
Okay, well, if that was him because he had black hair.
You must be on the right track.
We're in 1922. Jesse... Jesse Owens was, is that
Sailor? He was planning to sell souvenir maps of the new capital, Moscow. That's Russia. He would love to own, quote, the rehearsal.
He wants to own the rehearsal?
Yeah. Own the rehearsal.
We just lost an hour. He was going to find out why Ivan Ikalita was called Ivan the Moneybag. Eyes like Stormy Sky. Jesus. Yeah, you're right.
So that's gray eyes?
Let's see what the options are.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be like a drop down. That's under data.
So we want evidence.
Eyes.
Eyes. Blue, brown, gray, hazel.
I'd say gray.
I'd say gray too.
For Stormy.
Do we hit compute? I don't want to waste any more time.
No.
All right, let's travel. We're going to Russia, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, we forgot to check for evidence.
No, we're good. Founders of the unified Russian state were ruthless in the pursuit of their goals. Ivan the Terrible was notorious for their... All right.
I'm sorry. I didn't. Sorry. That
was
my fault.
All
another vile.
Yeah, see, we're on the right track. That looks like a pirate.
But we only have 11 hours left.
That's okay. We got nothing out of that henchman? Astronomer. He was going to a liquidation sale for the Dutch West India Company. Good to know.
Okay. Informant or scanner?
Scanner.
Because we did the informant last time.
When did the Dutch West India Company... Is that in England or is that in India?
Great question. Object found. Seems a receipt for a christening gift for Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina,
yeah. That's what I said.
Because the Dutch West India Company is big in like Pirates of the Caribbean.
You want to travel? Or do you want to go the informant?
What was this?
That was the scanner. I did the scanner to find that object.
Okay, what did we find?
Let's see where we can travel to first. Oh, shit. Holland in the 1300 to 1700.
That's, I would say 17 or to...
Holland in the 1700 to 1900.
I would say that one.
Because it's not Spain, right?
Right. Dutch... Because it's the end of the liquidation sale is when they were done. And that's got to be after the...
Okay. 3 hours left. So we have to come up with some...
Uh-huh.
All right.
Give me a witness. That's Robin Hood.
Yeah, it was definitely... Robin Hood is one of the vile henchmen.
He planned to go exploring with Leif Erikson.
He had auburn hair. Okay, so let me go to data. Evidence. Hair. That'd be brown?
It'd be red.
Red?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we hit compute now?
Yeah, see if it gives us any...
Oh. Okay, so it's Lee and who? Bing?
Lee and Bill Ding.
Lee and Bill Ding. Capture robot activated. Let's hit continue. Oh, dude.
So we have to travel and find out where they're going to be?
Yeah.
Well, let's see where the travel is.
Of course. What did it... What was that last clue?
The auburn hair.
Or not the clue. The what else did the informant say? Or the witness?
I think it said something about an author. Can we go back to that? Or no?
I don't think we can. I think it eats up the time. No matter what we do, we only have 1 hour left. So maybe we should just try to... Maybe we go to search... And maybe we just do the informant.
Okay.
We should have done the scanner, actually. That was stupid. He planned to go into real estate with Thorfinn Karlsefni.
I have no idea who that is, so that's useless.
He said his favorite artist was a friend of an American impressionist. Please stand by for a message from the chief. Sorry, your investigation has taken too long, and your time travel authorization is about to expire. The case for Lee and Bill Ding will have to be terminated and this case placed in the unsolved crime files. Here is your security access code. Please write this down. If you forget it, you will have to begin your career again. So maybe we should write this down. XBB FBBB.
Done.
Ready for your next case.
Well, shit. That was tough.
That's what I'm saying. This is not going to be easy.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
What other games like this existed, though? You expect puzzle games. Who Framed Roger Rabbit is similar to this.
See, I've never played Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
You have to go drive around town and collect clues, and I used to play that at Carol's house on the Nintendo.
I have the manual for it at our house still, but I don't have the game, so I'm going to... I know, but I'm gonna have to like find that game. because I have a copy of it that we can play. All right. We've just intercepted a Time Patrol crime alert.
So yeah, same as before.
Timescoop has revealed that Pancho Villa's spurs have been stolen from Mexico, 1910. An unidentified woman was seen leaving the scene of the crime. I don't know. It's so hard to understand. So it's a woman.
Well, we also don't know. Do we need to travel to the place where the person is?
Yeah, I think we have to like catch them red-handed.
Well, then what's the robot for?
Right?
Okay, it was a woman in Mexico?
In Mexico. Stealing spurs.
Pancho V's spurs.
Yeah.
Woman, Mexico, Pancho.
The Federal Time Travel Commission has authorized 31 hours, so we have a little bit more. All right, here we go. Time jump to Mexico, 1910. Here we go. Ready? Time warp sequencing. You ready for this?
Kick it.
Five. Hold on. Hold on to your butts.
Are we gonna shake too? I think I just gave myself a migraine.
That was really dumb, huh? Okay. Mexico's revolution lasted for 10 years.
Nobody's watching
it. Yeah, I know, right? threw the country into chaos during this time. Emiliano Zapata emerged as a hero of the Mexican peasants. Let's search.
Do we need to know that guy's name?
Ow. Witness. Want to give us some data?
She's going to ask
Avaruos a philosophical question.
All right, let's go.
That was it.
Thanks for letting me.
Avaruos, A-V-E-R-R, two R's, O-E-S.
Okay, I got that name down.
The informant says, that's 2 hours. She was going to take the entrance exam for Salamanca University. What is this freaking?
That's why we got 36 hours on this one.
Yeah, Salamanca University. Is this Breaking Bad or what is this? Better Call Saul? Salamanca's?
Salamanca U.
Has their own university?
I don't know where that is.
Oh my gosh, that's it. We're getting like no. Okay, let me go.
No, we got the scanner.
I know. Let me. No, it's a female. All right. Are we doing? Yeah, are we gonna do the scanner now?
Yeah, we are. We don't know where the fuck we're going.
Object found.
Here's to be an invitation to a banquet in the Alhambra.
In the Alhambra. That's it. That's all.
All right, let's travel. Hopefully, jeez. Alhambra is a place we can go.
Well,
farther back in time to Mexico?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Mexico or Spain?
Salamanca University would be
Mexico.
And Alhambra sounds Mexican to me. Do it.
We're going to be fucked on this one.
Great Mayan civilization thrived.
What was now Mexico? The Mayans had a remarkably inaccurate
calendar, yeah. All right, search.
Okay.
Oh.
I think we're in the wrong place.
Yeah, travel. We just wasted 6 hours.
Shit. Do we even waste any more time?
No, that's what I'm saying. Travel somewhere else. None of those overlap with what we had before. We went to it, so it's the only same option. But this is way in the future.
Is it? We were in the 1700s, right?
Uh-huh.
Or was it 1910? No. I'm going to Mexico.
Yeah, that's either we don't have another option. Because we went all the way to 743. Oh, shit. We went right back to where we were.
That's all right. I'm going to see. We got to go to Spain.
Spain, yeah. Let's kick it.
Kick it. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Ooh, that's pretty. African Berbers invaded Spain in the 8th century, beginning a long period of Islamic rule, during which agriculture, trade, the arts, and sciences flourished.
All right, we're back on the right track.
Ooh, just lost a bunch of.
She doesn't look so vile.
13 hours. We're not gonna make it. She was going in search of the seven golden cities of Cibola. Piercing hazel eyes. Okay.
Hazel eyes.
I hate saying it, but I think we just need to go.
Every now and then I'll get a little
bit. Get that fucking look in here. I'm saying we just travel. Because if we waste any more time, because we lost so much time from traveling to the wrong place.
Is Cibola in Spain?
It's Spain, 1300 to 1700, so there's also Mexico, 1300 to 1700.
If
which...
it's, Mexico. It's got to be Mexico. But which... I mean, this because that's the city of gold. Go to the earlier Mexico. 13 to...
This one?
Yeah. Maybe just go straight for an object.
You weren't wanting to read that, were you? Just go to scanner?
Yeah.
Oh, Robin Hood's back.
What's he got going on? Ooh. Looks like we found a fist on a necklace.
Amulet made of jade. Scan further.
It does look blue on my screen, though. I don't know if that's...
Worn by Peruvian women to ward off evil. Shit.
The style
was popular about 1750. Son of a bitch. We have no choice but to travel. We got to go to Peru. We only have two hours left. We're going to...
Jesus, how did we go through that much time?
Because we traveled to the wrong place. That was like 6 hours right there. We're done. God damn it.
Dude, this shit's hard.
I told you, this is not easy.
Any of you people ever found fucking Carmen
Look
San
what
Diego?
It says. The chase for Antebellum will have to be terminated. So we already know who it is and they didn't fucking tell us?
Yeah. Why the fuck they knew? It's a fucking conspiracy.
Stupid. Yeah, right?
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, this is stupid. All right. So write down ZBB.
That one only took us 5 minutes. The first one took us about 20. So
ZBB. Yeah, that's because we fucked up. All right. So here's what I'm thinking. ZBB. FF. BB. I say it's going to ask us if we want to continue. I say we say no, and then we enter the code in and see if we can continue from the first one.
No, it's trying to, it's like making us a career. Like, it's just going to say if we put in XBB FBBB, we're 0-1. If we put in ZBB FFBB, we're 0-2. It's like a.
Let's try it anyways. Let's see what
happens.
Go for it.
So, no. We're done with this. Gumshoe
okay,
bullshit.
But while you are resting, you might want to sharpen your research skills to get ready for your next case. Wow.
Sharpen these nuts.
Asshole. Remember, all of us here at Acme are counting on you, TGP, the chief. Well, we are terrible gamers, so fuck you, chief.
Yeah. All right, we're done. We're out of here. Oh, look, we're back.
This is, like, going to piss me off. Okay, so I'm going to go to the lounge.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's lounge it up.
Yeah, screw the personnel.
This is all the way back to the beginning. What is that, cake?
That's great.
Oh, is that a cup? The cup fell sideways.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, let's go to the lab. Sorry.
Like, I look like he peed under the door.
I think it's done now.
Yeah.
All right, well, guess what?
Our only option, personnel.
Our only option is personnel. All right, here we go. Seriously? You already know who I am, bitch. I didn't turn the game off. TGP. Rub. Hey, you want to rub?
Wait, why is that there?
That's the delete. All right, so what's that first code?
The first one was XBB. F
BBB, right?
BBBB. BBB. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
Yep, doesn't mean anything. Okay.
All right, what do we got here?
Hadrian's Wall has been stolen from England 500. Hadrian's Wall.
How do you steal a wall?
I don't know. An unidentified man was seen leaving the scene of the crime. I'm going to put that into data now. If it lets me. It won't let me. So, man. 30 hours.
All right.
I'm just skipping through all that stuff because we already saw all these.
Yeah, we don't need that. We've
already read this multiple times.
We don't need to do that again.
Those really suck, you know, so. Oh, spill my beer. I'm just kidding.
Oh. You're an idiot.
England experienced many centuries of successive invasion by the Celts.
Do we want to do witness or scanner? Which
turn,
one?
Hold on, I'm turning your mic down a little bit.
Oh, I gotcha.
All right. I don't know how long it's been doing that, guys. Sorry. I want to do scanner.
We are way too into this. All right, object of found. Let's see. Seems to be two tickets to paradise. No, just kidding. A Ravi Shankar concert. Who the hell's Ravi Shankar?
No freaking idea.
I feel like we didn't get anything out of that. All right, let's just see what our options are to travel.
India.
Shankar, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Four hours gone. Mahatma Gandhi. Led Indian.
Oh. All right, do we want to do witness or scanner?
Witness.
Okay, we're on the right track. Robin Hood's back. She wanted to witness the British takeover of Hong Kong Island. First off, I don't know if I actually input that it's a female. Oh, sorry. It was my fault. My fault.
You wasted an hour.
I'm sorry. Got trigger happy there.
Travel.
British. Of Hong Kong Island.
I'm going to say the later China.
The later China? Okay. I really hope you're right. Oh, it's a cute panda. All right.
Let's go straight to data. Research, sorry. Yeah.
Witness or scanner?
Well, one of it doesn't matter. If we're wrong, it's going to say nothing either way. True. I just don't remember when Britain took over.
Shit. Fuck.
Well.
We're fucked.
Well, this whole video might be fucked anyways. You may have been unhearable for 15 minutes.
Well, we'll just have to do a... All right, so now we gotta go to the other one.
Earlier China?
Yep. Now, we still have 15 hours left, so...
That is true. Opium War broke out. Ooh, opium. Yeah.
All right. Vile Henchman.
That guy looks quite bad.
Like Genghis Khan?
Yeah, he did.
She planned to smuggle arms to Benito Juarez.
Juarez.
Okay.
Go to Mexico?
That's all I'm saying. Okay, we got 11 hours. Let's see where we're at after this.
We've got to do a witness.
She cute. Alright. Witness. Another vile henchman. Looks like Dick Tracy.
With a Tommy gun.
Yeah, that's definitely Dick Tracy. He was shooting at us. So we gotta be really close if he's shooting at us. She was invited to dine with
Escoffier Moore. Okay, she had light gray eyes. Okay, so we got gray eyes.
I don't get why. How are we supposed to know? Like, is this their favorite artist? Like, yeah, we only had 6 hours. We're fucked.
Shit. Where are we? Where are we?
France.
France. Witness again. Danger, danger, threat sensors detect presence of dangerous materials. Computer indicates suspect at this location.
Okay.
So we gotta do the scanner. Yeah. Right? Suspect located. Bay doors open.
Bitch ran.
We get her?
That's Carmen Sandiego running?
No shit. We got 1 hour left too. We got her!
Holy shit. Continue.
You have successfully tracked Linguini.
So, so we don't need to know exactly who they are as long as we catch up.
Wow, we did it. Oh, shut the front door.
Why couldn't we didn't have enough data?
Fuck. Oh, so we have...
Continue. What did we do wrong?
So, okay. So we have to have as much data as possible.
Give us more fucking time. We got a time machine.
Right?
Conspiracy.
Okay.
You know what? Hold on. Did anyone ever win this?
Because this is stupid, man. I told you even...
Did anyone ever win Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego?
I wanted to just be like, no.
Well, it's just talking about the show again.
Wow.
Video game.
Okay, here's my thought. Next time we ever play this,
which will be never,
all witness. All witness. No informant. No, searching for objects. Just straight witness.
Sold more than 100,000 copies. It was the best-selling software game of the 1989 holiday season.
They had this for the computers too, though. I feel like Mech made it. I feel like this is another Mech creation, like Oregon Trail.
Macworld.
Mech, M-E-C-C.
It says Macworld.
Oh, Macworld.
Publication was All Game. Macintosh.
Because like I feel like I played this on like the Apple IIs, but not Where in Time. I think it was like Where in the World.
The game always plays differently each time, but your 80th case is always Carmen Sandiego. 80th case?
I guess that's why it's important to actually keep track of, like, the...
Yeah.
Interesting. 80 cases to get to Carmen Sandiego.
That's tough.
Is that how you beat the game? Like...
Yeah, you gotta get to 80 and then catch her.
That's stupid.
I don't know, this is...
That's dumb.
That's just fucking tough.
I mean, like, I ain't playing that. Nope. Homie don't play that.
I would not have made it that far. That's for damn sure.
I mean, this game is just... No. I don't even know what else to say about this game. It's not bad. I mean, like, you know what? It's I like it because you do have to think.
Yeah, it's engaging, but it's fucking too hard.
Man, that's stupid though.
And even when you catch them,
what is this? This is like
you need like, yeah.
The DNA.
I think you have to go straight witness.
I don't know, dude. That's fucked up.
Because all the objects do,
but
like
you also need the informant to give you data, not just witness. You're gonna need other.
Do you just not do the objects, like the object scanner? But the object scanner
tells you where you need to go. Well, yeah, no, because you get.
But the object scanner also
history if you just do witnesses.
I know, but
you're going to dump the
objects.
Jurgensen.
But the object scanner does find the person. But you find that out from the witness when you go to the witness. It's, oh, they're here.
That was tough. That was a tough game.
Interesting. All right, well.
Thanks for going for this ride with us, guys. Ride through time.
Yeah, that was, we're coming back to the future here. Maybe we segue into that game next.
this may end up being a really short video if you look at it, and there's a whole bunch of...
Yeah, we might have to re-record,
yeah,
so
there was an issue with the mic. I'm sure you guys heard at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it was going on.
Fingers crossed.
We'll probably try to cut that out before we put this up.
Fingers crossed that, you know, really wasn't that big of a deal, and it was only for like a minute.
Because there'd be no way to just mute your mic in the recording.
Yeah, we don't know what was going on here. that didn't happen last time, so.
The sleuthing.
But
see to figure out. It's still maxing out. It's still redlining, even though I have it muted. I don't know what the hell happened. I haven't had any issues with that thing before.
I haven't touched it either, so. I don't know.
All right.
Well, whatever.
Anything else you want to say to our... Loyal listeners?
No, I mean, just keep reaching out to us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Podbean, Gmail.
Check out those...
TerribleGamersPod@gmail.com.
Check out those links for Reaper Apparel and Dubby.
Reaper Apparel, Dubby. Get your merch, get your drinks.
I would suggest checking out the sample pack. I got like a sample of five of their drinks. I liked all five of them. They give you two of just the hydration packs and three of the ones with caffeine that are more energy drinky. They all taste great. They give you a free shaker with the sample pack. Or I guess you pay for a shaker with your sample pack.
Yeah.
But
I will say when it comes to Reaper though, I'm a hoodie guy. These hoodies are awesome. Okay. I love it. I love it. So comfy. I buy like.
Well, we're almost out of hoodie season.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but still, I like wearing hoodies in spring too. So. Mm-hmm. Shorts and hoodie, it's my jam right there.
And that's what you're sporting.
That's what I'm doing today, because, you know, in February or March, whatever this month is.
March, yeah.
March, it's, 71 degrees today.
And then 40 tomorrow.
It's going to be snow probably.
Probably.
But,
all right,
well, awesome. Well, hopefully everything went well with the audio today. Yeah, we're going to find out here in a little bit, but other than that, thank you for listening, and keep on playing.
Keep playing, folks. Thank you.